It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well rested.
Yeah.
Took a weekend to get there, but I'm well rested. Didn't do much over the weekend. Made up for that last week, however.
Yeah. Yeah, did quite a bit.
Yeah, we did.
We'll wore you out.
We'll let you in on the secret here in a little bit. Brett's in with us this morning as we get started here. Today, he'd like to tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett this morning?
Good morning. You guys missed all the rain while he was gone?
Hey, if we have to leave to get rain, we'll leave again.
Hey, it was worth it. Yeah, yeah. So, allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore, and we would like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at helping you make your home or office a better place. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make immediate improvements in the air that you breathe, and we are very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that can help you clean the air in your entire home or office and ease your allergies. Also, remember, we make house calls. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Yeah, we thought we'd let you in on some of the secrets that, from last week. Chris and I helped to chaperone a trip down to Branson once again this year for a number of our listeners who took advantage of the great price and the opportunity to head on down as a group to the Branson shows this year. We always try to vary the list a little bit, and this year we came up with what we thought was a pretty good lineup of shows. Had to juggle it a little bit. We were kind of talking some before we got on the air here this morning about how Branson is sitting after the tornado that hit, I believe it was in February, back early this year. That did some damage in that area. And we had to adjust our schedule, too. We didn't have anybody back out because of that, which is great. We didn't want to have somebody lose their money and not want to go just because of one show. But one of the shows we were to see was the 12 Irish Tenors. But the theater, the Branson Variety Theater that they perform in, was heavily damaged. I don't want to say destroyed because it's actually still standing, but it was pretty heavily damaged. The roof was torn off a good chunk of that. They lost an entire one side of the building, and including like the gift shop and the lobby area were pretty much all completely exposed to the elements. And anyway, that all happened quite a while ago. At first, they told us it shouldn't be a problem, but I kind of get to thinking that maybe after performing day after day after day for months and months and perhaps years and years, the 12 tenors just kind of decided that, you know what, this is an opportunity to take the summer off. We might just take it. So they chose not to move to a different theater to try to find a new location, so they just didn't perform. And that was one of the shows that we had scheduled. We lucked out because we had some pretty good alternatives to choose from to replace that. And I don't know, I thought we came up with a pretty good one. We went to the Yakov Smirnov show, which he's funny.
He's good, yeah.
He's just hilarious, you know. Everybody has their little niche and stuff. And it wasn't just comedy. You know, so many of these folks in Branson, you know, the easy thing to say is that anybody with a guitar, anybody who can sing, anybody who can afford to rent a theater could probably have a show, but that's not the case. These folks are all show people. They understand how to put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all been to things at different times that maybe we have to sit through for whatever reasons and stuff, but you can tell when professionals put on a show. It flows. There's a lot of variety to it, and they, you know, it wasn't just a comedy stand-up routine. You know, it was also there was some Russian Cossack dancing, and they had some there was an animal act that was there as well. Everything's a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like in Branson, so we always had a good time. We started the week out by hitting the Bald Knobbers Jamboree. We left on Tuesday, spent most of the day on the bus, got there in time to refresh ourselves a little bit, go have some food, and hit the Bald Knobbers Jamboree show. It's one of the oldest shows there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's one of those as well, where there's a good mix of things going on, and the comedians are well-versed in what they do, and they're pretty good. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, we had a good time there. It was a good way to kind of get the week started for us. And And we moved into day number two and had a lot of fun. Anybody who's been to Branson, if you've not been to Branson before, it's probably worth your while if you're looking for a vacation opportunity that, not that the Branson Chamber of Commerce is paying me to say this or anything, but, you know, realistically, if you're looking for a place to go that's not too far away, I realize airline travel, aside from the hassle that it is these days, with all the other, you know, baggage fees and whatever else, and it seems like there's... If they just charge you what it's worth instead of trying to tack on all the fees and whatever else, I don't think we'd complain quite as much about it. But it seems like you're constantly getting hit with things there. And like I say, plus the hassle of getting there and waiting in lines and going through all the security checks and everything and then waiting for your bags. You know, by the time you get done with all of that, some people just want to hop in a car and go. And Branson, although you look at it on a map and think, well, gee whiz, it's almost to Arkansas, it's not that bad a drive. Mm-hmm. You know, we made a couple of stops along the way, about a half an hour each. You know, we left at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning and got down there about 3:30 on Tuesday afternoon. That's with a couple of half-hour stops built in to get out, stretch the legs, and, you know, whatever else folks may have to do. But it's not that bad a drive at all. And then once you get there, I think what you'll find, the accommodations are really pretty good and pretty inexpensive compared to what you can pay in other places. I don't think the accommodations, the room fees, are outrageous at all. Mm. And, of course, you're always going to find a bunch of shows. If you just go there and just figure out what you want to do, you don't even have to have any plans. We had some friends that went down a week before our trip. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that they had a whole lot of plans when they left. They had some ideas of some shows they wanted to hit, but, you know, you can make the trip whatever you want it to be.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of different things. And that's what we find out each and every year when we put ours together, too, because you can do so much different variety of things. And we kind of found that out the second day when we went down there, too. We started our day with I guess you could call it a relaxing ride. I know I may have taken a snooze.
Yeah.
We went on the Branson Scenic Railway train ride. It's a train ride up into the hills in the Ozarks there. I don't know what we go, 10, 11 miles, something like that,
yeah,
out. And about
like that,
10
yeah.
or 11 miles back. You know, you're cooking along at around, well, 20, maybe 25 miles an hour at top speed. You're rocking back and forth. I've never done passenger train before. I'm too young to remember, you know, passenger trains really being a big deal back in the day. And Amtrak's never really tripped my trigger. I've never had a chance to do anything like that. But, you know, for folks who've ridden passenger trains, you know, I've been on trains that are in town, like the L in Chicago, mm-hmm. the subway in London, that kind of stuff, you know. But when you start to talk about passenger train service, never really done that before. Mm-hmm. Wow. I could get one long nap if I traveled like that. I mean, the swaying and rocking back and forth, it's like being in mama's arms mm-hmm. again. Very relaxing. Saw some sights up in the hills and stuff. After that, we took off and went over to the Keter Center, which is at the College of the Ozarks, and boy, did we have a good lunch.
Yeah, it's an impressive facility, and they do a impressive job with their food service as well.
Yeah, they served lunch for us. It was a turkey croissant, and we had a salad that had this unique dressing. It was a pear honey vinaigrette. Now, I don't, you know, maybe that doesn't sound all that much fun to you, but boy, that was wonderful. And it's something that some students made as part of a competition at the college. And they grow a lot of their own. The college, it's they call it Hard Work U. For the most part, kids don't pay tuition there or room and board there, depending upon how much they want to work. They work off their tuition, so they graduate really with almost no debt whatsoever. But they do have to put in the time and put in the effort. But mm-hmm. they had a little competition amongst the students, and one of them came, a pair of students came up with this pear honey vinaigrette dressing, which was the winner. And then they put it back into the kitchen staff, and they kind of refined it and made it a little bit better. And they bottle it and sell it now. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of those bottles left with our group.
Yeah. Everybody enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I was a little concerned. You never know when you're, you know, going to have stuff like that. Will folks enjoy it? But they really did, and that showed when they walked out of there with a lot of bottles of that stuff, too, as they purchased a number to take home. After that, we did the Yakov Smirnoff show, which, as I said, was a blast. We had a good time. He's a good showman. Mm-hmm. And it's his last year in Branson. He's going to hit the road starting next year. He'll be in Branson a few times during the year to enjoy some stuff, but otherwise, he wants to go back out on the road after, what, 20 years in Branson?
Yeah, he said 20-some years. He's kind of there while his kids were growing up, and now they're off on their own in their adult lives, so he's ready to get back after it.
Time to hit the road. We finished our second day down there going to the Joseph Show at the Sight and Sound Theater. And, you know, you never go wrong with one of the biblically based shows at the Sight and Sound Theater. Boy, those are big-time productions.
Yeah, they do a lot of work. It's amazing just the size of the theater itself when you walk in. But then you get to see all the elaborate sets that they construct, costuming, and the acting's very good. They do a really good job.
They involve live animals in their productions. Last year we saw Noah, the musical. This year we saw Joseph. I know Jonah is another one that they have over in the other Sight and Sound Theater in Pennsylvania. And there's talk that perhaps they're working on logistics to see if it's feasible to be able to move all of the sights, the scenery and the sets and everything from one to the other. It's quite a production to get from one place to the next. But that might happen. And I know they said they're working on their writing a play called Moses right now. So, you know, they're interesting shows. They're very biblically based, and it's just, like I said, the music, the light, the theater's incredible.
Yeah,
just incredible. The technical, all the technical stuff with the, you know, last year we did the behind the scenes tour, and most of us think of, you know, let's say close to home, you think of like a high school production or something. Mm-hmm. Somebody's up in the sound booth and the lights, somebody's taking care of the lights and stuff. Oh, no. Not this. It's all computerized. Mm-hmm. I mean, you better hit your mark on time if you're in that production, because if you're supposed to be under a certain spotlight on a certain spot on the stage, that light's going to go on at a certain time because mm-hmm. it's all timed out as part of the show. There's no one sitting there waiting for you to get there to flick mm-hmm. that switch. It's very, very technical, and it's quite a production, and they put on a great show. It was pretty spectacular way to end that second day down there. Then day three, last Thursday, we went down to the lake and did something that I could have done all day, quite frankly. We did, about an hour and 45 minutes worth of a sightseeing cruise on the Lake Queen. It's a little paddle boat that seats probably around 100 or so, and there were 86 of us, so it was pretty much our cruise. But we had that was very relaxing. Wow.
Yeah. It's, the whole area down there is, you know, just kind of beautiful scenery with the different lakes and the hills. And, yeah, it was just a nice little slow cruise, and I think everybody really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, really had a good time. And as I say, I could have spent the whole day out there. That was that was wonderful. And the weather was good for it, too. It wasn't blisteringly hot or anything. It didn't rain on us down there at all. So, yeah, it was very nice. We hit the Stonehill Winery for a little tour and tasting, and a few bottles of wine left that place, too. You know how that goes. And then we finished up our week with the Dixie Stampede dinner show. That's kind of a unique thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience, especially the not just the show, but the food aspect of it is a big deal. I don't know how they do it, but they serve about 1,000 people at each show if it's full, and it was full when we were there, and they give you just so much food. If you're hungry when you leave there, it's your fault.
too much food. Because, you know, we're good old-fashioned Iowans. We like to clean our plates. We don't like to. It's a sin to leave food on the plate, right? We don't want to do that. Oh, you have no choice with that thing. There's so much food. And, it was good. And it's kind of, for those who have seen the show, they understand. For those who haven't, I guess I don't know what else to call it, but it's kind of a contrived rodeo.
Yeah,
type thing. Yeah. You know, they do some different things. There's horses, buffalo, all kinds of different things involved there. It's kind of based on like a competition, north versus south kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's different. It's different than a lot of the other shows that you'll see down there. So yeah, it was a good way for us to kind of finish off our week. And then last Friday, of course, we spent most of the day on the bus heading home. And whew, after all that, it was time to head home.
Yeah, you get pretty wore out after full days like that. When you're going from one place to the other, you don't realize how much that actually like kind of takes out of you. But once you get back, you're pretty wore out.
Boy, did I crash Friday night.
I did too.
It was time to take a good long snooze after that. Had a great time. Had a number of dozens and dozens of sponsors helping to keep that price low. You know, that's the thing. Everybody asks, how do you guys do this and keep the price so low? Well, it's because we have a lot of great sponsors. That's how they help us to be able to foot the bill. We give them a good deal, and that way we can also give you a good deal, too, by signing up. We had, in total, when you count Chris and I and our wives and then the bus drivers as well, we walked into every show with two buses. We had 86 people with us. That's a pretty good number of folks to walk in each and every time. So we had fun, and since it keeps working out so well, I suppose, should we do it again?
We probably better do it again.
I guess. I suppose. People are probably expecting that. So dates next year will be June 11th through the 14th. of 2013. So put those dates on the calendar, and we'll be telling you more about it because it's kind of a year-long process. We had a lot of feedback from folks, a lot of nice comments written on some feedback sheets that we gave them, and we'll be looking through those here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll actually start formulating a plan for next year already here in the next few weeks. So we'll see if we can get that all put together. But if you missed out this year, make sure you put it on your calendar for next year. Those folks that went with us this last year, they'll get letters from us letting them know when it's coming up. But otherwise, keep listening because after the first of the year, we'll probably start getting ready to tell you more about the Branson 2013 KJAN Tour. Again, June 11th through the 14th next year. Hope you have a chance to get on the bus with us. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He's been everywhere.
Well, looking for some place to go. That sounds like maybe a place I might want to go on vacation this year.
Hey, there's always room on the bus with us, too. Yeah, we know. Great time. Tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Putting a new shower or tub in your bathroom doesn't have to be a major expense. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has several manufacturers we work with and can show you the easiest ways possible. From Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, and Musty, you will have a selection that will give you just the right look and color. And with a Camlin Plumbing and Heating's technicians, the job will be done right, I guarantee. You will have the choice of cast iron types to acrylic units in a multitude of colors and selections, and your quality is always guaranteed. Give us a call for a free estimate for your remodel at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Ben Franklin. It says, "Most miss opportunity because it shows up in overalls and looks a lot like work."
That's true. That's very true. All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Boy, I came back to some sad news, though.
What's that?
Stony Brook was eliminated from the College World Series.
It didn't last long.
No, they didn't. Kind of had that feeling, but it's always fun to see an underdog somewhere. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.